Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Labels. We're walking our way through the Gospel of Luke here in the late spring and through the summer. I want to encourage you, if you're following along, I hope you are reading the Gospel of Luke. We're doing a chapter a day. We're over halfway now and heading towards these last few days where hopefully you can get through all 24 chapters and we can celebrate together on the 29th of May. We're doing six chapters a week, chapter a day, taking Sundays off. And so whether you're joining us doing that on the digital format on the YouVersion Bible app, or if you're doing that on the physical Luke, the Luke journaling gospels, either way, just I want to encourage you, keep going, stay disciplined. If you've fallen behind or off track a bit, that's okay. Pick back up. You can either catch up or just pick up where we are in your chapters and just keep going. And the goal being, when you get to the end, don't stop, but hopefully we'll have developed a habit of reading the Word of God daily, engaging the Lord through His Word. And if you need help with anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. We were in Luke chapter 3 on Sunday, and in Luke 3, John the Baptist is doing what John the Baptist was sent to do, to prepare the way for the Lord. It says he was proclaiming a baptism of repentance. He's out in the wilderness. Isaiah the prophet, hundreds of years before, prophesied that God was going to send someone, a voice of one in the wilderness, saying, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight his paths. And John the Baptist is the fulfillment of that prophecy. And he is out in the wilderness telling people, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Telling people in Israel, get your hearts ready. Humble yourself. Get your hearts ready because here comes the Savior. Here comes the Messiah. And what happens is that there's a number of things in Luke 3 that are really can stick out to you. But one of the things that that I noticed is that people begin to ask, are you the Messiah, John? It says they begin to wonder in their hearts if John might be the Christ. Then John's response is just stunning. See, John is someone who was chosen by the Lord to have this incredible privilege of preparing the way for Jesus. Jesus later on says that among those born among women, which would be everyone, he says John the Baptist is the greatest. And yet John here, his response is, he says, no, I'm not the Messiah. There's one who's coming who is mightier than I am. And he says, I baptize you with water. Jesus is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And he goes on to say, this is just incredible. He says, I'm not worthy to untie his sandals, the straps of his sandals. The straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. And that's an extraordinary statement because I was reading about this last week. In Jewish culture, untying someone's sandal, like it's a really nasty, dirty job, right? They walked streets, muddy, dusty, hot. Animals pooped on the road, right? Like, it just is a gross job when you think about it. And the job was reserved not just for servants, but specifically for non-Jewish servants. Jewish people wouldn't even let their Jewish servants do that. They were like, well, that's beneath you. So we're going to make the non-Jewish. Now, that's racism, right? I mean, that's wrong. They're treating people of other ethnicities wrong. But I think it illustrates the point. They looked at their culture and said, who's at the very bottom of the totem pole? And they said, you guys get to do that. That's your job. And John the Baptist says, I'm not worthy to do that job for Jesus. That's how much greater he is. That's how worthy he is. That's how magnificent and glorious he is. And that kind of humility, if I could say it this way, I think that kind of humility, when we talk about, hey, how do we enter the kingdom of heaven? It's through repentance and faith. Repentance means to change one's mind, to turn away from sin, to turn toward Christ, and to place our faith in Jesus requires this kind of humility where you're saying, I am broken. I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I need Christ. And that requires a humility like John the Baptist here of saying, Lord, I recognize I don't bring anything before you. I don't come before you. It's empty-handed we come before you. I can't present, here's my good deeds, and that's going to save me. And there's no room for pride in the life of the believer, knowing that what we do is we humble ourselves before the Lord and we receive his grace, which literally means unmerited favor. So there's just no room for pride or arrogance in the life of a believer, because we know, Father, everything that we have, it's a gift from you. And I wasn't worthy to untie, I'm not worthy to untie the strap of Jesus's sandals, but through Christ, I am called God's son. You are called his son, his daughter. Jesus calls us friend. That was our state. And yet God has seen fit through, because of how he loved us, to send his son to draw us back, to reconcile us to himself, and to give us a position that we simply don't deserve. Oh, the grace and kindness of God. And I'm not talking about loathing yourself, right? The gospel guards us from that, because it says, no, you're the redeemed, you are the redeemed, treasured by the Father, loved by the Father, reconciled by the death of his son. God loved you that much. And yet it also guards us from any sort of pride, any sort of arrogance, because we should be able to say with John the Baptist, Lord, we recognize we are not worthy to untie the strap of Jesus's sandals, but thank you for the extraordinary favor and grace and kindness you've shown us. Let me pray for you and then give you just a moment to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. And Lord, will you guard our hearts against pride? Father, it's so easy to take credit for the things that you do in our lives. It's so easy to begin to look at ourselves and think much of ourselves. And some of us may not struggle with that. But Father, pride does come in a lot of forms. It's pretty insidious that way. And so will you guard us from that? Help us to humble ourselves before you. And then Father, just rejoice in the fact that you have called us sons, daughters, friend, and you've given us such a position and privilege that we simply don't deserve. Thank you for your grace and your kindness in our lives. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.